It's that time again.
Watch out.
Here it comes.
Watch out.
Here it comes.
Watch out.
Here it comes.
Whoa. Podcast. I'm your host, Hank McCoy, and with me, the People's
the champ is here.
Vin Rock. Vince,
the champ is
welcome
here.
Back to the show.
Good to be back. How are things in Flogsville?
It's a little bit overcast, a little bit sticky and hot, to be honest.
It's hot.
It's a little bit hot here. I'm a little bit sweaty right now, but beside the point. The Courtside Podcast, proudly brought to you by Odd Man Media. Head down to the site, www.theoddman.com, and check out some of the other great shows. Vince, are you ready?
I was born ready.
Let's do this. Straight into the Eastern Conference, I want to talk about the Miami Heat. Heading into the playoffs at 44-17, 7-3 in their last 10, sitting pretty at second in the East, I'm just not convinced.
I think they're cruising. Quietly, just cruising.
I think LeBron's doing a little too much.
See, I don't see that.
Doing a little too much. And, of course, earlier in the week, you know, he had his big breakout game against the Bobcats, dropping 61 points. He looked a little tired after that.
Dude, it was 61 points.
Seriously, lost the next two games after that.
Yeah, well, okay, he's had a slight workload in those few games, but I'm telling you, they've got their eye on the playoffs. I'm not saying they're going to three-peat because I don't think they will, but that's what they're waiting for.
I'm just not convinced. I'm not convinced right now. I'm just not seeing enough from Wade. I'm not seeing enough. Definitely not seeing enough from Chris Bosh right now.
Every time we doubt Chris Bosh, what happens?
Yeah, he turns around and has a good game.
Exactly. So, you know, thanks very much. playoffs, mate. I'm telling you. They're just, you wait. Watch the difference as soon as the playoffs hit.
The one player on that squad I am seeing LeBron get help from, and I really feel like he's firing at the right time, is the Birdman. Chris Anderson is playing great this last couple of handful of games. He's just really setting the defensive tone. I mean, I know they lost that OT game against the Chicago Bulls the other day, but he had 6 blocks in that game. He had a massive block at the rim on Boozer going for a two-handed dunk, and I tried to find the highlight for it on YouTube. I couldn't find it anywhere. But that, I think, was the Heinrich layup that he volleyballed spiked into the ground that bounced, ricocheted into the crowd, was just fantastic. I'm loving what I'm seeing from Birdman right now.
Just what the doctor ordered when they got him. It's just what he does. It blocks shots, rebounds. It's all the defense, all those little things that he brings. And that's why Craig Walton was quite firm when they got him. I've always loved the Birdman, even in his early Denver days before he was all tatted up. You could see he was just going to be a good role player for years to come. So
I was really interested to see what sort of player he'd become when he was in New Orleans. I mean, he was still sort of finding his way. You know, of course, was he suspended for the year for the drug violation?
Yeah, that was when he was in New Orleans, you're right, yep.
Yep. And then, you know, really found a sort of home in Denver and found his niche. What he was found out what he was good at, how he was going to make his living in the NBA, you know, it was on the defensive end. And I've just really, you know, been a big fan of the guy ever since, but really happy to see that guy playing really hard, playing really well. I feel like he really has been setting the tone for this Heat team. Beasley's been pretty consistent as well, which has been good to see. Playing, I dare say it, a little bit smarter.
Well, he has to really, doesn't he? And with LeBron, D-Wade and Bosh, especially LeBron, you don't want to stuff up.
With this Miami team, I just look at them like a championship-built car. You know, when all three pieces are moving and you know, a full steam ahead, you know, there's not a team in the league can stop these. But when there's a piece lagging, you know, a wheel that's a little wobbly, I think it opens the door a little bit for other teams in. And you know, they're coming to the last final stretch now before the playoffs start, and I just don't want to see LeBron doing too much heading into this playoffs, because come playoff time, we don't want to see an upset if you're a Miami fan.
There's a lot of miles in that car too.
There is.
And they seem to be nursing Wade a bit through that.
I mean, I don't want to say he looked exhausted after that 61 performance. And you know what? Fair enough. Okay, fair enough. But he could have sat. He could have rested. Yeah, you know, he didn't need to go for that 61.
That's true. But it's not every day you get 61.
True.
So I like saying that sort of big numbers there. But, I mean, they're just cruising. Like I said, they're just cruising. Wait till the playoffs. You'll be surprised. Not okay. That they're going to three-peat. I don't think they will, but, yeah.
I just wanted to raise my little alarm now before the playoffs started. Just so it's out there in the open. Let's move now to another team we mentioned not so long ago. The Charlotte Bobcats, Vince. 30-34 on the season. 6-4 in their last 10. They're playing pretty well. A few little upset wins there as well, including that smashing of Indiana. 7th in the East right now. I love what I'm seeing from the Cats.
Didn't you publicly on our podcast bash Steve Clifford?
I did.
I'd like an apology.
I really am sincerely sorry. Because I think it'd be a real shame if they let him go now.
There's no chance he's going anywhere.
He cannot lead this team because I'll tell you what, for me, the biggest difference between this Bobcats team and last year's Bobcats team, last year they were, 17 wins last year?
Thereabouts.
They're at 30 wins right now. Last year they didn't have a post player. They didn't have a back to the basket post player, and that's what really killed them. You know, it's not the sole reason they lost 17. They won only 17 games last year, but with the post player, you know, they answer a big hole. They get rid of some of the garbage. Tyrus Thomas, goodbye. Ben Gordon, goodbye. They can bring themselves in at a semi-decent bench. I mean, I like the role players they've got coming off this bench. I mean, Gary Neal, great move for him. Anthony Tolliver and Chris Douglas Roberts been playing great for the Bobcats. You know, throw that in with an improved Kemba Walker. I mean, Kemba Walker and Al Jefferson, they just seem to take the lead when one's having an off night. Loving it.
I couldn't agree more. Big Al has just been outstanding. Always been a huge fan of Al. But I think, let's not forget about Michael Kidd-Gilchrist. He is improving every year.
He has the worst jump shot ever.
He does, but that can be fixed.
Look, love the guy's heart, love the guy's motor. I mean, everyone's going to jump in and talk about how he's drafted way too high. I think if there's an improvement to be made, though, with this Bobcats, maybe it's an upgrade at the small forward spot next year.
I wouldn't say no to an upgrade if it was the right piece. But
if you can get a small forward that can hit an open three consistently, I think it just opens everything up for the Bobcats.
Yeah, I'm hearing you, but let's not throw away Michael Kidd-Gilchrist just yet.
No, I'm just saying if you can maybe work a little magic, yeah. Little hoo-ha.
This is the norm for you, McCoy. You're just too quick to jump off.
No, I'm just saying, look, if the Bobcats are looking to improve on this season, they're sitting seventh right now. Right now they're looking like they're facing Miami, okay, which I think could give Miami a few troubles.
I think they'd be happy if they pinched one game off Miami.
I think matchup they do all right against Miami. I mean, I know, you know, I say that, you know, just after we just talked about LeBron dropping 61 points on him, but, you know, you get a game where Jefferson gets hot.
Yep.
You get a game where Walker gets hot. I mean, they're probably two positions that Miami struggle with, right?
Oh, absolutely. That's why I think if they'd be happy if they pinch one game, because, you know, Al's going to bust out for a big one.
But there's, you know, there's even still time for them to move up the ladder. I mean, it's not locked in yet, you know. That's just where they're sitting at right now. But, yeah, I just sort of think, I think next year, I think I would not be surprised if they look to make an upgrade at that small forward spot.
I almost wish they'd miss the playoffs.
Oh,
just to get another group pick.
Oh, I think they'll get one anyway.
Yeah, have they got someone's pick?
I think they do. I can't place it, but...
Well, you're still available as a free agent.
That is true. That's true. And I can hit the open shot.
Well, still.
Still. It's about it, though. I don't run. I don't jump.
Well, you need knees to run.
That's right. I basically walk. Although, in saying that, I kind of dawdle.
And you've got that outstanding widow's peak.
That's right. Son of a...
But hey, look, if you want to borrow it back here, I've got more than enough. So,
can we transplant that? Or?
Oh, yeah. Dude.
It's not curly, is it? It's not curly.
I'll harvest it after the show.
Might have to dye it blue or something, I don't know. Anyway. Anyway, I just thought I'd bring into the spotlight this Bobcats team because I'm sure a lot of you out there have been pretty impressed with their play. That Indiana game was a joke, honestly.
Well, the good thing is it finally shows that they're on the right path.
Yeah.
And we always said, I think you agreed, that getting Rich Cho was a good idea.
Great move. Great
it was.
Move.
It really was. Don't know why Portland got rid of him, but they're doing well now, so it doesn't really matter. But, I think Rich Cho's on the right path.
I think this is the year you stop making the sideways jokes about the Bobcats. You know, they're no longer the worst team in the league. Can we all start, you know, hammering them? Because we're all going to be loving them next year when they make the name change, so...
Oh, well, the Bucks are the new Bobcats.
This is what I'm saying. Vince.
That's it.
So if you hear anyone bad-mouthing the Bobcats out there, making those little sideways remarks, just remind them that, hey, this is the year you stop that. Well, let's jump ahead now to a team we've, I'm sure, got a lot to talk about. The Western Conference. Let's talk about this OKC Thunder, 47-17 on the season so far. 5-5 in their last 10. A big win today over Houston. Huge emotional win. Sitting pretty at second in the West. Is it me, Vince, or were they better without Westbrook?
It's just you.
Just me. Okay.
Yep. I mean, that's silly. But can I just say, I've got this stupid Mexican at work who...
Do you keep him in your pocket, or you work with him?
He's a good mate of mine, but he keeps calling Westbrook peanut, you know... Since he's come back, Durant's not the same. And I said, mate,
wait, wouldn't he call him pistachio or something? Or?
You idiot.
Too soon?
And
I'll let you use that one if you want to.
No, I'm wrong. And I'm like, come on, mate. You think this team's better without Westbrook?
That's yeah, I do.
Crazy. You're as crazy as that makes
all right. sense. But, all right, really impressed with Westbrook getting his triple-double in 20 minutes. Insane. Honestly, great, fantastic. Mate, the ball doesn't move with him.
Oh,
the ball does not move. Look, we've talked about this before. He needs to be humbled. I really thought the injury would have done it, honestly. The Suns game was ridiculous. And anyone who was on the Facebook page, All Caps Courtside, over the weekend would have saw some of my nasty little comments directed towards Westbrook. From the get-go, to be yakking and to be... just being an absolute peanut on the court, and to lose the game.
But that's just his ego, man.
Man, I think his ego is what's losing him games.
No, I think people just need to chill out a bit. There might be just probably a slight period of adjustment. Now it's past that now. They smashed the Rockets who are playing great ball.
Okay, yep, they stepped up and they beat the Rockets, Vince. Can you explain to me the Lakers' loss?
That's all mental.
I mean...
Oh, I can explain it. Jody, the Black Mamba Meeks.
What do you have, 42?
Yeah.
Oi!
Must have been that motivational tweet I sent him.
Nah, I reckon he was digging in Steve Nash's bag out the back, found some cactus juice and just threw it down. Thought it was Gatorade, you know.
That loss to the Lakers, that's mental. That's not switching on. That's what that is.
I felt the same way during the Phoenix game. Because KD was like almost like a non-factor. I forgot KD was even on the court in that game, and I don't think we see that same reaction. I don't think we see that, you know, a month before.
It's between the ears, mate. You only have to be 10% off. You do. Yeah, that's me. Not even that high. A couple of percent off.
Well, isn't it funny though that, you know, in those two losses, Meeks drops 40 plus. And Phoenix, Gerald Green drops 40 plus.
Love child.
Interesting.
Mate, I'm telling you, it's mental. And they're not switched on defensively. They're not that bad defensively, really.
One thing that really hurts them, like, I just want to touch on their bench just for a bit. I mean, the Caron Butler signing, you know, we've talked, you know, off air about, you know, the great fit and, you know, he's just getting in there and doing what he does, hitting those open threes. Love what Collison's doing. Stephen Adams, you know, doing what he does.
He's doing nothing, Stephen Adams.
He's playing well.
Oh, shit.
He's playing well, man.
Oh, he's poo.
He's getting into people's faces. He's doing what he does. You know, this is how he's...
All-star.
Well, this is what he's going to make his living. So he's doing what he does. I think the hole with Kendrick Perkins...
They missed Perkins.
That spot, that starting roster spot, I mean, I just feel like they're missing a piece. Like, their bench, other than Collison, Adams, and Butler, everything else coming off their bench just feels a bit, meh.
What about Lamb?
Yeah, even still, man, just feels flaky. Just Jackson. Feels flaky to me on the court.
Original Jackson? Yeah,
Jackson's not as assertive because Westbrook's back now, so...
Well, he's got to make the adjustment.
Yeah, I'm a little bit scratching my head with this Thunder team right now. I mean, the MVP's KD's to lose as far as I'm concerned, but... I think the last thing they want to do is, you know, take a step back when they're so close to, you know, hitting the playoffs. Because who are they matching up against now? If the playoffs start tomorrow, they're going up against Memphis.
Oh, they beat Memphis.
I mean, just like you said today, you know, like they got up for that game against Houston. I could see Memphis getting up for, you know, a series against OKC. There's no, you know, no love lost between those two teams.
Oh, yeah, it wouldn't be easy. Oh, I think everyone's worried about nothing, really.
Everyone, meaning me.
Yep. And everyone, McCoy.
Yep.
While dribbles himself.
Well, look, I'm just not really impressed with the... My gripe has been with Westbrook. I mean, do we want to talk about what happened today with Beverly and Westbrook, or do we want to leave that for a minisode, or...?
Whatever you like, but I will say this about you.
Ooh.
They'll win three in a row and you'll be on their coattails.
Look, flattery will get you nowhere. Okay?
that's just you, mate. They win three in a row. Oh, gee, this Thunder team looks really good now.
I think they've got some issues to address. That's all I'm saying.
I think you're just overreacting. Just a tad.
I think you're underreacting.
No.
Just a lot. So how do you like those apples? I'm sorry. We'll continue. Let's move away from the OKC Thunder and let's jump to those Dallas Mavericks. 38-27. Been a little bit quiet on the courtside radar. Unless you're Vince Germano, who's got some Dirk Circus love going on.
Oh, I love the big German.
6-4 in their last 10. They're sitting eighth. They're in the playoff picture. I mean, it's their spot to lose, basically. I mean, they've got the Suns nipping at the ninth spot. You know, the Grizzlies could slide, could climb more. I mean, Dallas, a tough loss today for them. But I do feel like they're kind of turning the ship around. I mean, they're back in playoff picture, which is great. Monte Ellis, your boy, most minutes on the team. Fitting in beautifully. And I really feel like he's kind of growing with his team.
I've copped so much shit.
You did, and you know what? My tip of the hat to you, Vince, because you were right at the start of the year. You were right. This is not a bad fit.
After 3 years of doing it, I've ran a bright looks once. But I don't think you picked him for the playoffs either. I don't think BG did.
No. Well, I don't even pick Memphis for the playoffs, so hey.
I knew Dirk still had a little left in the tank, and getting Monte is such a good coach. I'm not surprised they made the playoffs. I mean, they're not going to do anything, but...
It just feels to me, Vince, and I don't know like if this is your take on it, but he's kind of... And I mean, like, he's done it this season, you know. I think he was a bit confused, and, you know, that's the reason why he left a lot of money on the table with Milwaukee. But I really feel like he's done a lot of growing up this year.
Yeah, I think you're right, because you haven't seen... I mean, there's been a little bit here and there, but you haven't seen the crazy shots and you know, all the stuff that he used to do in Golden State, Milwaukee, and we're like, oh, Monte, what are you doing? But you don't see that here. Yeah. I think Dirk's a big reason for that, and I think Carlisle's a good reason for that. Dirk's in his ear, and, you know, he respects Dirk. Dirk's the MVP, the finals MVP,
yeah.
Championship winner, Dan May, all that sort of stuff. So good for him. It's good to be right.
Well, look, I was just, you know, we've talked about Miami. We've talked about Bobcats, we talked about OKC, and you know, I suppose the theme of this show has really been teams and players really finding form heading into the playoffs, and I think it's even more so true with Dirk Nowitzki. You know, I think he's really started to warm up. Like, I just feel with Dirk, he takes a long time to warm up, but he kind of, you know, he's a vet, so you know, he knows what he's doing. But it's like almost all those early games, you know, they're almost like a testing ground for him to see where his body at, to see where his shot's at. And then it's just adjustment, adjustment, adjustment every game. And now we're just seeing something great. I mean, he's finally got let's face it, some decent scoring help.
Yeah, look, pardon me. It's been that way since they won the championship, that year after. I mean,
he took that year off.
And he freely admits it.
Yep.
He lost motivation. He had the dodgy knee. But, you know, he's worked his
dodgy girlfriend. Off.
Dodgy Kransky. What? Oi! Oh, that's... Jeez, we got it in the toilet again.
Dirkus. No, back to Dirkus.
But no, he's worked his ass off to come back and proven most people wrong. Well, I don't call him Dirk Nowitzki for nothing, because he's still clutch. He can still carry this team when need be. I'm looking for a big playoffs from Dirk.
So there's two things that I want to bring up just about Dallas before we jump to some regular scheduled intervals. One is, heading into the playoffs, I have one concern and one sort of X factor. So I suppose my biggest concern heading into the playoffs for this Mavericks team would be Gallimbert. I mean, I reckon Dallas are really... Well, I reckon Mark Cuban, more so, is really kicking himself that he couldn't work out something to bring in a Sheik. I just think Gallimbert in the playoffs, I mean... you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
I would love to see a Sheik on this team, but you'd think Gallimbert would at least be motivated for the playoffs. Like, he hasn't been there a lot.
Has he been there? What, Philly, maybe?
A couple of times he's probably been there.
I've probably had him in his backpack.
No more than a handful.
Yeah.
So, well, I don't understand guys like Gallimbert. Dallas fans probably wish they still had Tyson Chandler patrolling in that middle.
Look, he's kind of my... For this Dallas team, he really feels like the weak link to me, and I just think if they go up against... I mean, look, let's face it, sometime down the road, they're going to go up against this Portland team, and we know the epic battles these two have had, and just the thought of LaMarcus Aldridge and the season he's having and the form he's been in against Samuel Gallimbert, like, I know they'll throw the odd double team at him, and you know you'll see, you know, Dirk switch it up, but I just think that might be their undoing.
Look, hard to agree with you, mate. I don't think they're getting out of the first round either, but... Look, I'm sure there's... Look, Cuban's not taking championship. I think they're looking to next season.
Yeah.
Making the playoffs, they're happy, I'm sure. But, yeah, Gallimbert is a worry. If they could get a Sheik, wow, next season, that would be great.
So that's my concern with this Dallas team. My X factor is a guy I'm a fan of, and a guy who's gotten healthy at the right time and just gives them another look, and that's Devin Harris.
Yeah, he's been... nice surprise lately, hasn't
he? He has been great, man. I mean, this kid's just been, since his All-Star berth back in New Jersey, just played with injuries.
Yep.
Played with injuries. I mean, he showed real sparks and signs of life when he was out in Atlanta. But, I mean, I'm glad he's taking his time to come back, because the last handful of games we've seen from this guy, he has been just giving him a whole different look.
And like you say, finally healthy, but also... He's probably really happy just to be back in Dallas.
Yeah.
Where he had a lot of success and you know, he probably just feels like he fits there. It feels like home.
Yeah.
And that can go a long way to, you know, good headspace and stuff like that, all that good stuff. So.
Definitely. Well, look, it's Dallas, 8th seed to lose.
Yeah, not on Dirk's back.
I think it's that time again. Jersey Worthy. Who's your Jersey Worthy of the week, Vince?
Well, Craig Walton. You will be cock-a-hoop over this. I'm going to give it to... You can't go past Mr. LeBron James for his 61-point performance. Shame he couldn't score 81 like Kobe, but yeah, he tried.
Wow.
Oh, well, look, you have to give credit.
Two weeks in a row.
Well, mate, yeah, he performed. It's got to be done.
Wow. Look, yeah, I mean, I feel like I gave LeBron enough due talking about him at the start of the show, so I'm not going to give him my Jersey Worthy. I was going to give it to Gerald Green for his 40-plus on the Thunder, because it was just fantastic. That third quarter, he just exploded. But I figured that's, you know...
I'm keeping you exploded during that third quarter.
Hey. Oi. Hands above deck, buddy. Hands above deck. I'm going to give it to Joakim Noah.
I can't argue with that either.
Because he's been a beast. He has been a beast. And if he keeps this up, this Bulls team, they just might upset someone.
Yeah, Greg Popovich said today, Joakim Noah won't win the MVP. But boy, oh boy, is he valuable.
Yeah, I mean, he is just doing everything. He, like, just really hitting form, right?
Correct.
I mean, the emotional leader, he's doing everything. I mean... I loved his comments about, you know, the crowd chanting MVP to him. You know, he got a little bit upset about it. He said, no, you know, there's only one MVP. That's Derrick Rose. Hats off. The guy's just been tearing it up lately, and it's just been great to watch.
Speaking of Chicago point guards, you need to issue another apology.
DJ Augustine?
Yep.
Come on now.
No, you do.
One apology a show.
All right, next show you're apologising.
Okay, if he keeps his form up, and all right, maybe.
He's played well all year.
He had a good start when he got moved there, and he dulled, but he's brought it back.
Whatever. You're a harsh critic.
Hey, just another little jersey-worthy head nod. I'm sure you've seen it, and being a dad, I mean, it can't help but sort of touch you a little bit. But the whole Boston Celtics and the New Zealand kid, Lewis Corbett.
Yep.
I don't know if you saw it. You know, the kid's basically losing his vision. He's got a hereditary condition, and both his brothers have it, but his is a lot more aggressive. And they basically said, you know, get out there and see what you need to see. You know, so you have these imprints and memories. For the Boston Celtics to step up, his one wish, they asked him, you know, what do you want to see? He said, I want to see my Boston Celtics play. Pretty cool from like a 7-year-old.
Pretty bloody cool. You feel for the poor little bugger, but the Celtics, classy move.
Man, just way to step up and you know, grant this kid this wish and
something he'll never forget.
Yeah, definitely. Just gets to me. You know, sometimes just life isn't fair. It's not fair at all.
No, and it makes you just thank God that our kids are healthy.
Yeah, definitely, but. I thought that just deserved a special courtside salute because that's just a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, bloody oath.
So we're going from pretty cool things to pretty head-scratching things. Because when you have winners, Vince, you have losers. And the Brain Fart Award. Who is your Brain Fart of the week?
I have to give it to Phil Jackson. It's not because he's going to take the Knicks front office job. I actually am glad he's taken the job.
What?
I'm giving it to him because if he thinks Jeannie Buss is putting out ever again for leaving the Lakers, he's crazy, man. He's just giving up his whole sex life right there.
Wow.
And that, to me, is a brain fart.
My brain fart is you thinking too much about Phil Jackson and his sex life.
Well, I just think Jeannie's a good sort.
Wow. That's all I got for you. Wow.
Think about it. If his fiancée owns, what, half the Lakers?
Yeah, but Lakers can't give him what he wants.
I know, but that doesn't mean you go and...
I like the move, man. I like the move for him to get on to the Knicks.
Oh, if he wasn't with Jeannie, that'd be great. No, I love the move, actually. Absolutely wrapped with it.
Interesting. We'll touch on that.
A lot of Laker fans aren't, but yeah, we'll save that for a mini set.
Yeah, I think so. We'll delve into that a little bit more. Well, my Brain Fart Award, I was going to give to OJ Mayo for his suspension after striking Greg Steensma. Way to turn your career around. But then I thought... No,
so,
I think, I thought, you know, I was thinking most courtside members, they'd probably want to hit Greg Steensma as well, so I had to give him a pass this week. But my brain fart goes to Kyle Korver. His impressive 127 consecutive three-pointers. I tell you what, that game is going to eat him alive because he was 0 from 5 from behind the line. So he gets my brain fart award. But you know what, 127 consecutive three-pointers, pretty impressive. I think that record will stand for a little while, but man, you got to be kicking yourself forever with that 0 and 5 line.
That is the worst brain fart you've ever done.
No, it's really not.
Nah, it's shit.
Do you want me to change it then?
Yep.
All right. The Philadelphia 76ers, Vince. Stinksers.
Oh.
Philadelphia 76ers stinksers. 17 losses in a row. Thank you very much.
Well, that's not really a brain fart either. That's smart because it's a deep draft.
Draft doesn't guarantee anything.
That's true, but...
Just ask Cleveland. Oh.
Wow. Zing. Good point.
Just saying.
And then I'm just saying your brain farts lacked a bit of thought this week.
Oh, very sorry. I had three. Come on. And, of course, you can catch all the courtside madness and banter at the website www.crtsde.com, where you'll find links to our show, The Courtside Podcast. Search it. It's on iTunes and Podomatic. We are also available on Twitter at crtsde. Vince,
At VINROK44.
Instagram at CRTSDE as well. Guys, check us out. Leave a review. Of course, most of our regular NBA ramblings go on the Facebook page, All Caps Courtside. So head down, leave us some thoughts. We ask you guys all the time for topics and teams you want us to talk about every week, and are happy to talk about them. So check it out.